Most people come to Unalaska for jobs. Others come to visit historic sites or see wildlife. But two Germans came because they won an online contest from a throat lozenge company. KUCB's Ann Hillman got their story.
Christopher Ludwig says Fisherman's Friends lozenges advertise themselves as the strongest throat lozenge out there.
And they have a slogan. It's kind of, if they're too strong, you're too weak. And they come up with all this strong being strong competitions, contests, whatever.
After participating in one of their events, he learned about their newest contest, win a trip to experience one of the toughest jobs in the world, crab fishing on the Bering Sea. Though Ludwig and his friend, Michael Hazel, had never seen the deadliest catch, they joined about 4,000 others and entered the online competition.
He had to say, what was the hardest job you've ever done?
Yeah.
And I think we had this smuggling bananas from the eastern part of Germany or whatever. But they never had tropical fruits.
They also offered to cut off their legs to go. In the end, it came down to a lottery between people who received the most votes. They won, but they didn't know what they were getting themselves into.
Pretty much all they said is like 10 days, two guys, 5,000 euros, and go for a really tough job far away.
Because of insurance reasons, the company couldn't actually get them onto any fishing boats. In the end, the company didn't arrange anything other than their plane tickets. They gave the pair about $8,000 and sent them on their way. With the museum conference going on, they couldn't get any lodging. Hazel said they came up with a contingency plan.
So we said, we just packed a tent. I thought, well, that'll be okay. We'll find something. It'll be okay. And anyway, so we arrived without any hotel book for the first night, and our bags didn't get on the plane, so we didn't actually have our tent either.
A woman at the airport helped them find lodging at a Mackinac camp for a night before they could get into an actual hotel. Then they had to find something to do, since the only charter boat operator was actually off the island.
We just went to the pub and met some people and said, you know, we really, really want to get on a boat.
People hooked them up with a boat ride for early the next morning. After they convinced the captain to take them with him, he didn't exactly know they were coming. They hopped onto the boat, a bit unprepared.
We're not going to make this. We just had no food with us, no drinks with us. We just went on that boat. We're kind of scared. It was dark and cold and just got on there. And then we had a good time. I mean, we had a few hours of bad time as well on the boat.
Other community members took them hiking around the island. They said they loved it.
Oh, it's great.
It's great. It's wild. It's cold. There's lots of tough people living out here.
Yeah.
That are doing some pretty crazy jobs as well.
Just like they love their trip sponsors.
I mean, do you use Fisherman's Friends?
Well, of course I do. I love them.
are you a user of Fisherman's? Yeah. No, we eat them. They're good.
Yeah, they're very popular. Yeah,
no, they're delicious.
And while they may not have experienced the true deadliest catch, like the contest promised, they did experience the true Unalaska. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.